Identifying critical resources. Critical resources can be identified for purposes of rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, in several ways. Capacity planning using overall factors, capacity build procedure, and resource profile approach. The bill of resources is not used in the capacity planning using overall factors, CPOF, approach, but it is used in the capacity build procedure and the resource profile approach. Capacity planning using overall factors. Capacity planning using overall factors, CPOF, is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, technique. The master schedule items and quantities are multiplied by the total time required to build each item to provide the total number of hours to produce the schedule. Historical work center percentages are then applied to the total number of hours to provide an estimate of the hours per work center to support the master schedule. This technique eliminates the need for engineered time standards. SIN. Overall factors. C. Bill of resources. Capacity planning. Resource profile. Rough cut capacity planning. RCCP. Capacity planning using overall factors is the least detailed of the three RCCP approaches. It is quick to calculate, but not as sensitive to shifts in product 1009 as some of the others. The capacity planning using overall factors process may be manual. It will involve reviewing accounting data related to the historical usage of each work center. The direct labor hours of a given work center divided by the total direct labor hours of all work centers will result in a historical percentage of usage for each work center, such as work center 234 taking up 40% of all direct labor hours. The total of all percentages will equal 100%. When calculating capacity requirements per period, this historical percentage is multiplied by the required capacity for a given period to determine the work center's load. Work centers that consistently have a load that is near or exceeds capacity requirements will be the critical work centers. If the product mixes and load remain relatively constant at each work center, this method can be reliable. Capacity build procedure. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the capacity build procedure as a rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, method that takes into account any shifts in product 1009. Bill of material, BOM, and routing information are required with direct labor hour or machine hour data available for each operation. C. Bill of labor, bill of resources. The capacity build procedure can be used just for critical resources, or it can be used for all resources, such as all work centers involved. The capacity build procedure uses more data and is more detailed than the CPOF approach. This detail provides a better link between end items in the MPS and the capacity required at the critical resources. Here are the inputs needed: bill of materials, routing, operation-specific direct labor hours or direct machine hours. Exhibit 4-56 shows a bill of material for our commercial door case study organization. Here we will focus on just one critical resource for this example: the skilled labor hours needed for producing the doors for three product families. This bill is for family a double door, ADD. Note the quantity listed per part. This is the information needed for each component listed. This is one of six end products, part numbers 99 through 105, that are very similar for families A, B, and C, a single door, SD, and double door, DD, option for each. Assume the parts are the same for each type except that the quantity for single door types is one for each component and that there are different part numbers for doors and for door frames. Exhibit 4-56. Bill of material for family a double door. Exhibit 4-57 shows the routing for these end products and their top-level bill of material components. While a more realistic routing would likely have different work centers for many of these components, the number of work centers is kept small for simplicity. Similarly, only one component has more than one operation. Component 203. Exhibit 4-57. Routing for family A, B, and C end items and level 1 components. Here's how the information on this routing is calculated. Standard setup per unit. Standard setup, hours, divided by lot size. Total per unit, hours. Standard setup per unit, hours, plus standard runtime per unit, hours. Exhibit 4-58 shows the resulting bill of resources report for these end items for the standard hours of labor critical resource. For work center 33, this is just the total per unit, hours, data per end item from the routing above. For work centers 13 and 14, We need the quantity per information from the bill of materials to do these calculations. For example, for one item 100 ADD, this is calculated as 2202S plus 2422S plus 2323S plus 1735 plus 2682S plus 1502 or 20.4 plus 20.15 plus 20.3 plus 20.3 plus 0.8 plus 20.3 plus 0.3 equals 3.7 hours. With the final assembly at Work Center 33, it is 4.4 hours per unit. Exhibit 4-58. Bill of resources for labor by end item. Exhibit 4-59 revisits the aggregated MPS for related end items presented earlier. The unit types per period can be used to calculate labor hour load per period. Exhibit 4-59. Aggregated MPS for related end items. Exhibit 4-60 shows how the information from the bill of resources can be used alongside the aggregated MPS for related end items to produce the projected work center labor hours per week over the 13-week planning period. For example, in period 1, the 57 units of family A, single door, ASD, are multiplied by the 0.30 hours per unit for work center 33, and this is also done for the 20 units of BDD and 50 units of CDD. The sum is 54 hours. Then the same units types are multiplied by 1.90 hours per unit for work center 13, and the values are summed. This translates the specific demand per period into specific hours of load on specific work centers. Exhibit 4-60. Capacity requirements for labor hours critical resource for 13-week period. Resource profile approach. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines resource profile as the standard hours of load placed on a resource by time period. Production-led time data is taken into account to provide time phase projections of the capacity requirements for individual production facilities. C. Bill of resources, capacity planning using overall factors, CPOF, product load profile, rough cut capacity planning, or CCP. The resource profile approach differs from the capacity bill procedure in that it considers lead time offsets, in addition to the inputs required for that method. This method requires data on production lead times for end units and components. It also assumes a lot-for-lot policy. Exhibit 4-61 shows how the bill of resources for our commercial door manufacturer case study is expanded to show item-level requirements for our critical resources. Some organizations only make resource profiles for resources listed on the bill of resources, that is, only for critical resources, while other organizations make resource profiles for a wider range of processes. Here we will focus on just critical resources. The recycled polycarbonate supplier is a critical resource for this organization due to past supply issues with getting high enough quality recycled polycarbonate in sufficient quantity and acceptable price. Labor is a critical resource. Work Center 23 is a critical resource. Exhibit 4-61. Bill of resources exploded to item level. Note how the family level creates an average, but individual item level requirements might be in a wide range from this average. Note also that each family may get its own separate resource profile at this detailed level, since this report might be much more extensive than can be illustrated here. Next, we need to determine the specific load on these resources by multiplying the per unit requirement by the number of units being produced each week. Exhibit 4-62 does this for each of our three critical resources for week 1. Exhibit 4-62. Calculating load on critical resources. If there are variations in product 1009 and the pattern of work varies considerably from period to period, then a resource profile approach might be useful for RCCP. If so, there will be time phase capacity requirements generated for each work center, and this information will be listed in a product load profile, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a listing of the required capacity and key resources needed to manufacture one unit of a selected item or family. The resource requirements are further defined by a lead time offset to predict the impact of the product on the load of the key resources by specific time period. The product load profile can be used for rough cut capacity planning, or CCP, to calculate the approximate capacity requirements of the master production schedule, MPS, C, bill of resources, resource profile, rough cut capacity planning, RC, CP. A historical review of these requirements can be compared against the work center's capacity data to identify which typically experience bottlenecks or which ones will have bottlenecks for a given period.